Vic, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. Good to be on your program.
Thanks so much for joining us. So, Vic, what religious communities have been involved in this push to have more space allocated to burial plots?
The reality, Nathaniel, is that a number of faith groups are fast running out of burial space in New South Wales. That includes a number of Christian faith groups, the Muslim communities, the Jewish community, are all fast running out of faith groups. And yesterday, out at Rookwood, a parcel of land was allocated for Jewish burial, and that will give the Jewish community, for example, burial space in New South Wales for the next decade. In 10 years' time, the Jewish community will have run out of burial space, and other faith groups as well within the next few years. So what is urgently needed is a multi-faith major new cemetery, i.e. another Rookwood. And we very respectfully call on the New South Wales government to accelerate the need to find, to allocate, to prepare a significant parcel of land for a new multi-faith cemetery in New South Wales, because a crisis is happening or is fast approaching where a number of groups will have run out of burial space within the next few years.
Well, why has there only recently been a push to get more cemetery space?
Nathaniel, that's a very good question. And the fact of the matter is, there has been awareness of the impending critical situation for some years now. And in fact, there have been a couple of what we believe were realistic options which presented themselves in recent time. And we believe they were sound proposals. And on both occasions, other competing interests came over the top and the proposals were scuttled. That is pretty unfortunate. And there are other options on the table now. And we are hopeful that the government will expedite them and make them happen.
Right. And that suggestion you've made earlier to open major multi-faith cemeteries, in effect a second Rookwood, to combat the scarcity of burial spaces, it was a pretty interesting idea. How would this work in terms of who would be buried there and how would it be divided?
It's essentially what happens at Rookwood. Rookwood is a pretty much a gold standard in multi-faith cooperation. In other words, as your listeners would know, there are a vast number of faiths buried at Rookwood, and there's a cemetery body who has oversight of that, and within that sector there are different faith community administrative bodies which make sure that the respective requirements of the faith are looked after. So essentially what we're talking about is replicating Rookwood. Rookwood was established all of 150 years ago, and so it has met the needs of the New South Wales community for a long time. And obviously there are a number of other cemeteries in and around Sydney and New South Wales. But space is running out across the board, and so what is needed is essentially a new Rookwood, a space for a large multi-faith cemetery which will accommodate the needs of a range of faith communities right across the board, including Christian, Catholic, Muslim, Jewish, major Christian organizations as well, faiths as well.
Right. If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're joined by Vic Alhadeff, the CEO of New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, who's talking to us about the drop in burial plots available in Sydney cemeteries. Now, Vic, what could be some more alternatives to combat the lack of burial spaces in cemeteries?
There's a large space which has been looked at in southwestern Sydney, which has very realistic possibilities, and we are hopeful that something can happen there. And local government has to come into play, councils have to come into play. At the end of the day, the state government obviously has responsibility for what happens in this space, and we greatly appreciate the fact that the New South Wales government does appreciate and express support for the need for something to happen urgently, the New South Wales government, the Premier and Minister Toole himself, both have made it clear that they appreciate the importance and the urgency of this issue, and that is acknowledged and appreciated by our community. We are hopeful that something realistic will happen, and happen soon. Part of the urgency, Nathaniel, is that the lead time from acquiring a parcel of land to making it usable and ready for burial space is about 6 years. That is a long lead time, and that compounds the urgency of the matter, of the situation.
Right. Well, as you just said, it takes 6 years. Has there been any kind of progress made so far between your group, other religious groups, and even the New South Wales government?
There has been progress in identifying potential cemetery spaces, and basically it's now falling to local government and state government to clear the administrative roadblocks so that work can happen in securing those parcels of land for cemetery space and letting the preparations begin. Because as we just discussed, it takes 6 years in terms of preparing that land, and so the urgency is absolutely there.
Right. Well, Vic, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathaniel. Thanks for your interest in this matter.